You're listening to the After the Stork podcast, Infant and Toddler Sleep with Megan Robert, episode 16. While this is episode 16 of the entire podcast, this is the first episode of season 2. With this episode, you are going to learn about the fall time change, the different options for helping your child to adjust to this schedule change, and how are you going to choose which option is best for your child and family. Welcome to the After the Stork podcast, Infant and Toddler Sleep with Megan Robert. That's me, creator and host. If you have an infant or toddler and sleep is a priority for your family, if you want to create healthy sleep habits and a strong and safe sleep foundation for your little one, if you desire a predictable schedule that permits time for things like self-care, date nights, and planned outings, if you need your bed back or want your child sleeping in their own sleep space and desire to follow safe sleep guidelines, if you crave an overall well-rested and thriving family, well, you've come to the right place. As an infant and toddler sleep consultant, I built this podcast to bring you all things infant and toddler sleep and sleep training so that you can have the confidence in making informed decisions that are best for your family when it comes to your child's sleep. Your child is worth it. Your family is worth it. And moms, dads, you are worth it. Now let's dive in. At the time of this recording and when this episode is released, fall time change is right around the corner. November 7th to be exact, if you're listening in the year 2021. When you were kidless, this might have been your favorite time change. I know it is for me, minus the getting dark earlier in the evenings. But with kids, that 6 a.m. wake-up call you get will become 5 a.m. In this episode, we're going to talk about what is happening with the clock for this time change, four different options for helping your child adjust to the change, and what factors to consider when choosing which options to use. But before we dive in, a quick caveat to keep in mind before you even think about how to help your child adjust to this fall time change. Regardless of what you do with this change, if your child is struggling with sleep, they are most likely going to continue struggling with sleep past the fall time change. So for right now, instead of figuring out how to help with the adjustment with that lost hour, first evaluate your child's sleep and make sure that they are not missing one of the major components of Ezra Plus, as I like to call it. If this is you, pause this episode and go listen to episode 3 of the podcast. Now, if you've got a decent sleeper and you want to keep it that way, let's continue. First of all, this fall time change. What will be happening? We will be moving our clocks back an hour on Sunday, November 7th at 2 a.m. For someone with children who doesn't work on the weekends, this can be great. The individual gets to sleep for their regular duration of time needed into a decent hour for an adult and wake up feeling like they have so much time ahead of them for the day because that 8 a.m. weekend wake-up time is now 7 a.m. However, for those of you with children, as I said, that 6 a.m. wake-up call now becomes 5 a.m. Hence, you will need to shift your child's schedule later, since later becomes earlier. This is the hardest of the two time changes because it is harder to get children to sleep in later versus the spring time change where you just wake them up in order to help reset their clock. And not only that, but because of this shift in time, the sun is going to rise earlier in the morning and set earlier in the day. So now that we know what this fall time change means for you as a parent, what can you do about it? Option one, prior to the change on the clock, you're going to start shifting your child's entire schedule later into the day, 10 to 15 minutes every day. Once you get to Sunday, the clock will have changed and your child will ideally be back on their regular schedule. So if you choose this option, you're going to need to start the schedule shift the week leading up to the time change on Tuesday or Thursday. Which day you start will depend on which increment of time you choose to shift your child's schedule. 10 minutes, you would start on Tuesday. 15 minutes, you would start on Thursday. Now keep in mind, for all of these options, when I say shift their entire schedule, I mean shift everything. Their wake time, their nap times, bedtime, meal times, any activities that happen regularly every day, those type of things that contribute to strengthening the circadian rhythm. So why choose this option? If you want to stay on the same schedule, you have a child who wakes rather early, and or you want to push the schedule earlier but within less than an hour. Note that this podcast episode was also created from a masterclass that I provide. So if you want to see these options and you want to see sample schedules with these options, go get access to my masterclass for free at afterthestorksleep.com/fall-time-change. Again, it's a free masterclass. You can get access to the whole masterclass, which goes a little bit deeper into all of this and shows a sample schedule for every option that I'm going to present here. The second option of four is to shift the entire schedule starting the day that the time changes. So basically, this is the same concept as option one. What's different, though, is when you choose to start. So when you choose to start in relation to when the time actually changes. So option two, you start shifting your child's schedule 10 to 15 minutes after the end of daylight savings time. Now, why might you want to go this route? This is a good option if you want to stay on the same schedule, but first you want to see how your child does on their own. This is a good option for older kiddos who maybe have one nap or no naps at all. Maybe you want to try it for your child who isn't very sensitive to changes and can handle that, is sleeping really well. But just be cautious that they still might wake early on Sunday. So you have to figure out what are the pros and cons for you, what's the best option for you and your family to test out. The third option is what I like to call half and half. You start to gradually move your child's entire schedule a couple days prior to the time change, and then you finish the shift of the schedule a couple days after the time change. This option is great if you want to stay on the same schedule, once again, and also if you want to kind of play mind games with yourself in order to feel better about it. So maybe you want to experience only about 30 minutes of change in the schedule according to the clock, while still keeping your child on that same schedule after the time change. And last but not least is option four. Literally do nothing. Make no changes and just expect the entire schedule to be an hour earlier. This is a great option for families who have children who wake later, who have later schedules, and they actually need them to have earlier schedules. Yes, there are families like this out there who have kiddos who sleep in until 8 a.m. maybe, and they actually need them to be up by 7 a.m. so that they can get out the door in time in order to get them to daycare or preschool or whatever the case may be. So let's do a quick recap. We've got four options, and remember those first three options are basically the same strategy. The only difference is when you choose to actually start implementing it. So we've got option one, where you shift the schedule prior to the time change, and once the time changes, your child would be back on the same schedule according to the clock. Option two is where you adjust the schedule after the time change. Option three, half and half, start prior to the time change, end after the time change. And option four, literally do nothing. For more information on helping your child adjust to the fall time change, check out my masterclass. Again, it's at afterthestorksleep.com/fall-time-change. In that masterclass, I show you sample schedules for each option and also a little bit more diving into what to consider when you're deciding on which option to use. I hope that you enjoyed this podcast episode. I love that it was short and sweet. I'm hoping you enjoy that too. I prefer to give you bite-sized chunks of information, but sometimes I'm not great at doing that. But with this one, I was able to do it. Make sure to like, review, and share this episode so that other parents can figure out how to help their children with this fall time change. And also, just to help us get this podcast out in front of more people. Thanks for listening, and I want you to remember that your child is worth it, your family is worth it, and you are worth it. Thanks for tuning in to the After the Stork podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. By doing all of these things, you can help me to reach more families in need of guidance with their little one's sleep. And if you don't already, follow me on Facebook and Instagram using the handle at afterthestork.megan. That's afterthestork.megan. And if you desire support with your little one's sleep journey, you can reach out to me directly on either one of those platforms. I hope to see you there.